Erev Yom Kippurim, Tavshin Pei Dalid, Ashir on Maftir Yoina. The Sefer, Koyvetz Mishle HaMagid Bidubana, asks three questions on the Haftarah. Question one, Yoina HaNavi's message to Nineveh is, Oida Baram Yomi Nineveh Nepechas. In 40 days, Nineveh is going to be turning over. Well, it's going to be flipped over like Stoyim and Amira. L'chayim, that's not the job of a Navi. Navi comes to give Musar, to inspire people, and he's coming just with a doomsday message. What's that about? Second question. We know that the people of Nineveh were Chayzer B'tshuva, and the city's revived. And if so, why didn't Yonah tell them about this? Why didn't he talk to them about this? Why didn't he tell them there's an option of B'tshuva? And the third question is, if there was a Gzeira to be turned over, so what actually happened? How did it not come true? I guess before I go on, I do want to say that there was a Rashi in parentheses in Yoina, which I think was added by someone, I don't know who, but it's a very famous Vart, that Nineveh Nepechas means there's going to be a change here. Either it's going to turn upside down, or it will be a new Nineveh. You're going to be new people, having Chayzer B'tshuva. So that would answer all the questions. But I want to tell you what he answers, and this is all based on the Dovin HaMagid. The Dovin HaMagid, the Sefer Ohel Yaakov, in Parshas Lech Lecha, he brings a Yalkut Shemayni, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to go look at the stars, when Avinu was saying, I don't have any children, Hashem said, go look at the stars. So Avraham went outside, looked at the stars, and he says, looking at the stars, I see I'm not having any kids. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you're not looking right. Look right, you'll see, understand correctly, you're going to have a child. Now this is not like the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rearranged the stars that Avraham Avinu should have a child. But this medrash implied that there was a different way of looking at the stars. For Ekaduba de Magid, Avraham Avinu was actually a known astrologer. And if so, what exactly did he do wrong? What's the problem? Avraham Avinu didn't make mistakes. And it sounds like there's two ways of looking at the stars. What exactly does that mean? Another question. He says, we're told in Melachim Beis, Parakhaf, that Yeshaya HaNavi, very famous, came to Chizkiyahu HaMelech and told him, Chizkiyahu HaNavi, you're about to die. Medrash says, you're not getting Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba, double lashon, Meis Ata V'loy Sichya. So he said, why? What happened? So he said, because you weren't Isaac and Pru Arvu. Why wasn't Isaac and Pru Arvu? He said, he's going to have a child in Menasha. And the Navi said, that's not your business. You're mechayev to go along and have a child, and therefore, you're going to die. So Chizkiyahu said, okay, I have a suggestion. How about you give me your daughter, and I'll marry your daughter, and everything will be good. Maisus yuschus, I'll be able to stay alive. So Yeshaya told Chizkiyahu, it's too late. There's a gzeira on you, and you are going to die. So Chizkiyahu says, Ben Amites, Yeshaya Ben Amites, get out of here. Your nevuah is not worth much. Why? I have a Kabbalah from my father's father. Afilu cherev chadam onachas al savari shel adam. Even if a sharp sword's mamish by a person's neck, al yimna asim arach, never stop davening. And of course, he lived, he had children. This medrash needs an explanation. You know, what's he telling Yishai to go out? What does that mean? Says the Dubiner, let's learn together some sukkim in Yechezkel Perek Chof Aleph. Pasuk says that Kadosh Baruch Hu told to Yechezkel and instructed him, Ben Adam, Sim Panecha Derech Teimana, look towards the south, and give an avuah towards the south, and speak V'hinave Al Yar HaSadeh, and give an avuah about the woods, the forest, V'amarta L'Yar HaNegev, and you should tell the forest, Shema Dvar Hashem, Koy Amar Hashem Aleikim, Hashem warning you, forest, and says to you, forest, Hinni Meitas B'cha Eish, I'm going to be lighting a fire in you, the forest. And then Yechezkel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, the people say to me, what are you talking about? They don't know what I'm saying. Look to the south and the forest. What is that? They say to me, Haloi Mem Shalom Shalomu, you're just giving me Shalom. What do you mean? So Hashem told me as follows, Ben Adam, look towards Yerushalayim and speak towards the Beis HaMikdash and speak about Admis Yisrael, the Jewish land. Koyamai Hashem, Hinni Alecha Vaitseisi Charbi Mitara, I'm going to draw a sword out of its sheath and I'm going to kill the Tzadikim and Rishayim. This is a psukim in Yechezkel Chaf Aleph. We need to understand what was the double nevuah. He started off with the forest and the south and switched to Yerushalayim. And also, what does he mean take the sword out of the sheath? What's going on? Says Dovin HaMagid, a gigantic yisayin, a huge yisayin, so important in how nevuah works. We know that nevuah is packed with mishalim. with riddles, with things that need to be understood. You have all different mepharshim trying to figure out many, many mishalim, what the Navi is trying to say. Says Adur ben Hamagid, you're only going to find the mishalim by the bad stuff. By the good stuff, you don't find mishalim. You know why? Because you know why there's a mashal? Because there's a rule. First of all, says in Amos, Ki lo yasa Hashem alikim davar ki imgila sardi al avodav anavim. Kadosh Baruch Hu never, ever does something unless he first informs about it to his Nevi'im. Hashem sends messages down to this world to let us know what's going to happen. But, says the Duvan HaMagid, there's a rule, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis, that when a person says something, it's going to come true. And if nobody would ever say certain things would never be able to happen. Bris Krusa L'Sfasayim. There is a covenant, a deal, Kadosh Baruch made with lips, that you say something, Chas HaShalom could come true. So if it's like that by a person, Kavachayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it's going to come true. So says the Duman an amazing thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say straight out the Ra which is going to happen, it would have to happen. Like it says in the Haftarah on the fast day, it's on Gedalia, Ken Yedvari Asher Yetzim Ipi. If it comes out of Hashem's mouth directly, Kavayachol, Lo Yoshev Elai Rikam, it has to come true. Or like another famous pasuk, Halei Koy Dvarai Ke'eshnum Hashem. Hashem's words are like fire. It's going to sear, it's going to burn, it's going to do what it needs to do. So what does Hashem do? Hashem Eroim Chastav hides it in a mushel. So it's not considered having been said. You're getting a message, you're getting the warning, but it might not happen. It's up to you to be inspired. But it doesn't have to come true, because Hashem never said it. He spoke in riddles, purposely. But when it comes to Toiv, says the Duman HaMagid, you're never going to find things in riddles. It's always very, very clear and straight out. Hashem wants that everything should be very obvious and shouldn't be able to back out on it. He says, let's give a mashal. Let's say somebody wants to hit somebody. So he takes a sword, he hits the guy will be very hurt. But if he takes the sword when it's still inside the sheath, when it's still inside the kli that's holding it, and he whacks the guy with the swords in the sheath, nothing's going to happen. What's he saying to him? He's saying, this is what you deserve. You deserve to be hurt, but I'm dressing it up. I'm hiding the sword because I want you to stop doing what you're doing, so I shouldn't have to take the sword out and hurt you, have to show him in a bad way. So he says, Rabbi Yishalayim needed to send a message through Yechezkel HaNavi, to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, that there's big trouble coming. And the point was that they should change their ways and stop it. Hashem didn't want to say it directly. Because he says it directly, it's going to have to be. Says the Duman HaMagid, so was the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Do we tell Chizkiyahu HaNavi, face the south, and speak about the forest. And this is all referring to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. And speak about a fire coming. But the people refused. They were mocking. They refused to get the message. They say, what are you saying? We don't know, understand what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. It's a muscle. They refused to get the message. So Hashem said, okay, unfortunately, I'm going to have to speak it straight out. So Hashem says straight out. And the lashon of the pasuk, like we said, was Hashem says the sword is going to come out of the sheath. Meaning, until now, you were getting hit with the sheath. But now, it's going to be straight out, the sword. Thus you refuse to take the hint and be inspired from the hint. Well, says the Duman HaMagid, now we could go back and understand the story with Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayahu HaNavi. But let's give a mashal. There was a very, very rich villager who had tremendous amount of gold and silver and diamonds and vessels and expensive stuff. And for whatever reason, he was scared, leaving it in his home. The home wasn't very well protected. It was in the village. Anybody could just, you know, come in. The houses, it's not a real fancy house. With good walls. So he had a very good friend that lived in the city. So he stored it by him. This guy had a vault in the city. And he had all his stuff by his friend, the city man. But one night robbers came into the city, professional robbers, and they stole all the villagers' gold and silver and diamonds from the city man. Well, not long afterwards, maybe a few minutes later or an hour later, the city man sent a messenger to run to the villager and tell him that all his stuff had been stolen. So the villagers awoke him, and there's a guy is frenzy knocking at his door, and there's a messenger. He says, yes, what is it? He says, I'm coming from your friend, from your best friend, that city man. And he told me to tell you that everything has been stolen. Robbers came and took everything. Well, the villager heard that. He started gathering together a lot of other villagers with pitchforks and weapons to go start trying to get his stuff back. And the messenger boy said to him, what are you doing? Why are you trying to get your stuff back? There's no way you're going to get it back. All your stuff was stolen. It's already been a couple of hours. There's no way you're going to be able to get the stuff back. And the villager said to this shliach, he said, why did my friend send you here? To tell me bad news? Right away, he's in a rush to tell me bad news? No. The reason why he sent you here was because he knows that if I can rally up my men, it won't be too late. I'll be able to still get the stuff. You don't realize why you were sent here. You're telling me it's too late, but the fact that you came here is telling me something different. It's telling me that it's not too late, that I could go along and get my men together, and I could track down these robbers and get my stuff back. So that's what Chizkiyo HaMelech told Yeshaya. Yeshaya, you came here with a message of doomsday. Tell me I'm going to die. You think that's why you came here? You don't realize why you came here. The fact that you came here, it means Hashem is telling me that I have a chance to go along and change. He could ask Kashi, said, you're going to die. Okay, Yesh Lahoyer. Al Kapanim. I understand from the fact that you came that it's not too late. It's Cherev Chada, but even then, even when it's Cherev Chada, even in that Matzav, even when Hashem spoke it out, there is a way through Rachamim, Gedolim, like the Pasuk goes on and tells us his amazing tefillah that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to have Rachmanis, even though Hashem had spoken out and saved him. Yes. So he realized what this is all about. He says, Ador ben Nesep Shat by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wanted to have children. He says, I'm not having children, Hashem. He went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go look at the stars. You know what this Medrash is telling us? Avraham Avinu looked at the stars and said, yeah, looking at the stars, it says I'm never going to have children. Avraham Avinu was an expert astrologer. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly. I wanted you to see you're not going to have children. And why did I tell you to do that? Why did I tell you to look at the stars? To make you more depressed? No. You should start davening and realize you could have children. So you're looking at the stars and your maskana is you're not going to have children. You have the wrong maskana. You need to look at the stars and say you're not going to have children and therefore you should daven because I sent you to that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have told you to go there. So really, since you're getting this message, you're being told about it, the point is you could go along and change. And you can go along and change the Gzardim from Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just Mis'ava L'Tfilas HaShadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this whole thing to get the Tfilah of Avraham Avinu. So now, we can go back and understand what happened also by Nineveh. The answer is, according to what we said, the Navi was sent and said, Nineveh is going to be destroyed, even Kipshutai is going to be turned over. Why is he coming? A doomsday message? No. They understood that there's something for them to do. It's a call. It's a call to wake up and do something about it. And every time we get messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yisurim come, when something comes our way, we have to realize it's a messenger from Shamayim. If we get Chas HaShalom, a bad piece of news, a Besura Ra, or some challenge is thrown our way, we have to realize there's a message, and not just the words of the message, what the doctor says over, or what the message says about what's going on in the bank account. That's the Zaytig Azach. It's not really what it is. There's really a much bigger message being sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, yeah, these are the words, but there's something greater. There's a call from Shemayim. We could go along and change. There's an opportunity to do tshuva. It's not too late. So every time a Navi or a Shliach or some type of message comes to us, some challenge is thrown our way, something that's painful, something that's difficult. So if you just read, if you're short-sighted, you'll just read the message. But if you look at the big picture, you say, Hashem sent me something because it's not too late. I could change it. It doesn't have to be like this. The Bein Shem should help that we should be zeichet to read the messages and realize that it's not just the words of the message. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling for us and reminding us and insisting that we do tshuva in order that we should be zeichet to a year of slicha, mechila, and kapara. Gemara Chasim Tova.